Now, you concentrate this tale in the CBD, which Lord knows has not been a big inspiration for a lot of books. But after one of your kind of all-night rambles, you describe standing there and leaning on your car and watching the sun come up. Mm-hmm. And so it's obviously a part of the city that invites you. You know, it's not just that you work there. It's that you're genuinely interested in what happens there, and you see a lot of vitality. But you seem to have a real affection, just genuine affection for it.
I've loved the CBD for the last 8 years, and I love inviting people to meet me down there because so many people don't go down there. If you don't have a job on Poydras or in a restaurant down there, you just don't go. And it's a fascinating place that's been the center of so many changes, especially in the last 60 years, which was part of the focus of the book, looking at the development of Loyola Avenue and Poydras. Yeah. That's really important to me. But as a lifelong flaneur, I like to walk, and I like to take lunch breaks that involve me just walking and noticing the many different levels of buildings that are out there, the different faces of buildings there, the different stages in New Orleans history. You can see in the 1970s when there was a boom in oil production. You can see today with what's going on there that housing is coming to downtown. If you look deeper and ask about Loyola Avenue, you can see another version of this new New Orleans that's been birthed over many generations. So I find the CBD an urban space in a way that New Orleans doesn't have a whole lot of. You know, we're such a residential city. To be able to walk in a city, to me, regardless of where I'm at, has always been a great pleasure. But I think the CBD has a depth to it and is in a lot of ways litmus space, for lack of a better term, for understanding changes that are going on. Because in the time that I've worked down there, I've seen it change completely. I mean, it's not the dead space it was when I started working in 2007. But then you still have pockets like the Old Eagle Saloon and those buildings along Rampart Street where you could just be walking into a time warp. And I find that fascinating.
Well, I love the way you cover the waterfront because you go from you can go from City Hall to hopping on stage with a DJ in a club, which is a range of experience that is quite remarkable.
I think that's what I like about living in New Orleans, at least for me, is you're able to have these protean days where you end up in very different spheres and hopefully get to know people a little bit better by doing that. But I like New Orleans because it's never put any restrictions on me doing that. I've been blessed to be able to go and meet people in those different spaces. And I think that one of the great things about this city is that guy on stage and someone in the gallery or hall agree on some things and have some things to tell each other. And I really wanted the book to be a place of common space that way, where we could compare and contrast those spaces, but also say, okay, what's going on here that these folks agree on? But it's a blessing of this city that we're able to dip in and out as easily as we are.
It's all there.